Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayomer Hashem el Avram. And Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, go for yourself. As Rashi explains, Lahanoscha ulatevoscha, for your benefit and for your own good. Hashem is telling Avram, leave the land of Haran, and for your own good, go to Eretz Yisrael. Why was it for Avram's good? And the Pasuk explains, as it says in Pasuk Beis, Ve'escha l'goy gadol, I will make you to a great nation, which means, as Rashi says in his first pshat, over here in Haran, you won't have any children. But if you go to Eretz Yisrael, Ve'escha l'goy gadol, I will make you into a great nation, you will have many children. Ve'avorecha, and I will bench you. Over here in Haran, you won't have any money. But if you go to Eretz Yisrael, I will bench you with money. Also, va'agad lo shemecho. Over here in Haran, nobody will know who you are. But if you go to Eretz Yisrael, va'agad lo shemecho, I will make your name known throughout the world. Those were the three brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you will gain by going to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, in his second pshat, learns that in Haran, Avram would taka have these three things. He would have children and have money and also be known. What the Pasuk is coming to say is that typically when one travels, he does not have these three things. When one travels, he is usually not able to have children. He usually cannot make money since he's constantly going from place to place. And people don't know who he is. He does not have a shame. He's constantly moving around. Hashem is promising Avram that although he will be traveling, he will not lose these three things. Even through traveling, he will have children, money, and a shame. And the Pasuk says, Me'artzecha umimoyladetecha umibeis avicha. Leave your land, your birthplace, and your father's house. What are these three things? Rashi explains, Me'artzecha umimoyladetecha, from your land and your birthplace, means Ur Kasdim. And although Avram had already left Ur Kasdim, the Pasuk means, go even further away from Ur Kasdim and leave Mibeis Avicha, leave your father's house, Haran. Ela Oretz Asher Areka, to the land that I will show you. And the Pasuk is saying many adjectives concerning the place that Avram is leaving. Leave your land, your birthplace, your father's house. Why didn't the Pasuk just say, Lech Lecha, go, Ela Oretz Asher Areka, to the place that I will show you? Why was it necessary to say, from your land, from your birthplace, and from your father's house? And Rashi says that it was to give schar to Avram for every dibur v'dibur. Every time that Hashem was mechavev and made the land that he was leaving more beloved upon Avram, that would make it harder for Avram to leave this land. And if he would leave this land, he would get schar for each dibur. Leave your land. Leave your birthplace, leave your father's house, and if you do, you will get schar for leaving Artzecha, leaving Moiladetecha, and leaving Beis Avicha. Ela Oretz Asher Areka, to the place that I will show you. Hashem did not say where he should go. And that is the derech of Hashem, that sometimes he keeps tzaddikim in suspense in order to give them schar for not questioning where they are going. Ela Oretz Asher Areka, to the place that I will show you. But if the Pasuk never says where Avram should go, how did he know where to go? And the truth is, Ramban learns that Avram wandered. He wandered around in the direction of Eretz Yisrael till he found the right place. He did not know right away where to go. Maskal David learns that later on, Hashem actually told him where to go. Because we see in Pasuk Dalet, the Pasuk says, Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. Avram went like Hashem said. Why was it necessary to say, kasher diber elav Hashem, like Hashem said? And he learns that the Pasuk is telling us that although in the first dibur of Vayomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha, he only said, Ela Oretz Asher Areka, to the place that I will show you, in the second dibur, in Pasuk Dalet, when it says, Kasher Dibur Elav Hashem, which is referring to a second dibur of Hashem, over there he actually told him where to go. Balaturim learns yet another pshat, that the gematria of Areka is anonym. Hashem led Avram through clouds to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'escha l'goy gadol, as we explained before, I will make you to a great nation means that you will have children. Va'avorecha, and I will bench you, means with money. Va'agad lo shemecha, and I will make your name great, which means that you will have a shame, you will be known throughout the world. That is one pshat in Rashi. Rashi says another pshat in Agad Lo Shemecho, that your name will be changed from Avram, a smaller name, to a larger name, Avraham. Avraham is Gematria Ramach, 248, which is Keneged, the limbs of a person. Veye Bracha, and you will be a blessing. Which means, as Rashi explains, that until now, I was the one who benched everybody. I benched Odom, and I benched Noach. But now, you will be able to bless anybody you would like. Va'avorcha, and I will bench Mevorachecha, the ones who bless you. Umikalelcha, and the ones who curse you, or I will curse. Hashem is saying that if somebody benches you, then I will bench that person. But if somebody curses you, then he will be cursed. And the Mefarshim speak about the Lashon of the Pasuk. Why does the Pasuk say Va'avorcha Mevorachecha and then switch to Mikalelcha Aor? It should have said Aor Mikalelcha. Just like it says, I will bless the ones that bless you, Va'avorcha Mevorachecha, it should say, I will curse the ones that curse you, Ve'aor Mikalelcha. Why does it switch around to Mikalelcha Aor? Vilna Gaon in Sefer Koil Eliyahu answers that we know that the bracha of a wealthy person is much greater than the bracha of a poor person, because a wealthy person understands what the good life is, and when he gives a bracha with all the knowledge of what it means to have a lot of possessions and a lot of good. And so too is true by cursing. The curse of a poor person is much greater than the curse of a wealthy person, because a poor person knows what it means to have a bad life. So when he curses with the worst intentions. As opposed to a wealthy person, he doesn't know what it means to have it hard. And if he just doesn't have luxuries, that's considered a terrible life to him. So his curse is not as bad as a poor person's curse. And that's pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is saying, Va'avorcha mevorachecha. I will bench the ones that bench you even before they bench you. Because this way, they'll be wealthy before they bench you, and their bracha will be even a greater bracha. But umekalelcha, the ones who curse you are, I will only curse after they curse you, because I don't want their curse to be a curse of a poor person. So first let them curse you, then I will curse them. This way, their curse will not be such a bad curse. Kliyako answers that we know a klal that machshava toiva hakadosh baruch hu mitzdar for lemaisa, but machshava ra ein hakadosh baruch hu mitzdar for lemaisa. Which means that if someone has good intentions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he did it. But if somebody has bad intentions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not consider it as if he did it until he actually does do it. That's pshat in the pasuk. Va'avorcha mevorachecha. I will bench the ones that bench you even before they bench you, because they already have a machshava toiva, good intentions. So even before they bench you, as long as they had intentions to bench you, I will already give them a bracha. Umekalelcha, but the ones who curse you will only get cursed after they curse you, because machshava ra, bad intentions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzdaref lemaisa. Another diak in the pasuk is why the pasuk says mikalelcha or. Why does it switch the lashon of curse from klala to aror? It should have said umekalelcha akalel, not or. On that, Kliyaka answers that aror is worse than klala. And therefore, the pasuk is telling you, umekalelcha, the ones who curse you, even though they only curse you with a lashon of klala, but I will curse them even worse with a lashon of aror. Radak and Ibn Ezra are medayik why it says mevorachecha b'lashon rabim, but mekalelcha b'lashon yochid. The word mevorachecha is with a yud, which means the ones who bless you, many people, but umekalelcha is without a yud, a lashon yochid, only one person who is cursing you. And they say, because Hashem is saying that the ones who curse you will be many. Mevarachecha, there will be many who bench Avram. But the ones who curse him, Mikalelcha, will only be few. And the pasuk continues, V'nivruchu v'cha, and they will bench in you, Koil mishpachos ha'adama, all the families of the earth. When a person will want to give a bracha to his son, he will say, you, my son, shall be like Avram. Avram was so gebenched and so blessed that people would want to bless their sons, saying that my son should be like Avram. So we see in these psukim many brachos that Avram will get by going to Eretz Yisrael. He will have children and money. He will be known in the world with a shame. His name will be changed from Avram to Avraham, Kiminyan Ramach Evorim. He will be the one that will be able to give brachas to everybody. Anyone who will curse him will be cursed, but anyone who will bench him will be benched. And people will bench their children, saying that my children should be like Avram. He will have all these brachas if he goes to Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, Vayelech Avram, and Avram went, Kasher Diber Elov Hashem, like Hashem told him. Why does the pasuk stress Kasher Diber Elov Hashem? According to the Pashup Shad, the pasuk is telling us that Avram did not go because of all the brachos. He didn't care that Hashem said, you will have all this greatness if you go to Eretz Yisrael. But rather he went because that was the tzivui of Hashem. That was the commandment of Hashem. Kasher Diber Elov Hashem. We also mentioned a teretz earlier from the Maskil of David. Kasher Diber Elov Hashem is telling us that Hashem made a new dibur to Avram to tell him where to go. In the first dibur, he said, Ela Oretz Asher Areka, to the land that I will show you. Now, Kasher Diber Elov Hashem, he told him where to go to Eretz Yisrael. Maskil of David says in another pshat, at the end of Parshas Noach, the pasuk says that Avram left his father, Terach, who was 145 years old when he went from Choron to Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi discusses that there might have been a pigam in the Kibud Ava Aim of Avram. People might have said, look, Avram left his father, who was an old man, and left him in Choron to go there to Eretz Yisrael. People might say that Avram was not mechabed his father. Maskil of David learns that because of that, Hashem not only told the dibur of Lech Lecha to Avram, but rather he allowed all the people in Choron to hear that Hashem commanded Avram to leave Choron and go to Eretz Yisrael. This way, the people in Choron would not think that Avram did not honor his father. And that's why the pasuk says a second time, Kasher Diber Elav Hashem. The first dibur was Vayomer Hashem El Avram Lech Lecha. That was to Avram himself. Kasher Diber Elav Hashem is alluding to the fact that everybody in Choron also heard that Hashem told Avram to leave Choron and go to Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, Vayelech Itoy Loit, and Loit went with him. What is the lashon of Itoy? Arachayim says that although Avram went because of the dibur and the commandment of Hashem, but Loit did not go because of Hashem's commandment, but rather Itoy, he only went because of his attachment to Avram. Avram ben Chomei Shona v'Shivim Shona b'Tzeisai me'Choron, and Avram was 75 years old when he left Choron. Vayikach Avram es Sarai Ishtoi, and Avram took Sarai his wife, ves Loit ben Ochiv, and Loit the son of his brother. Avram's brother was Haran, and his son was Loit. Loit was his nephew. Ves kol ruchushom asher achashu, and all their possessions that they amassed. Ves hanefesh asher osu v'choron, and the souls that they made in Choron. Rashi says two pshatim in the words ves hanefesh asher osu v'choron. One pshat is it is referring to the avodim ushvachos, the servants asher osu that he acquired in Choron. The beginning of the pasuk was talking about other types of possessions. Vesanefesh asher osu v'choron is referring to the possessions of servants. And even though the lashon of the pasuk is osu, osu can also mean acquired. Not only he made, but he acquired. Rashi says a second pshat that hanefesh asher osu v'choron is referring to the gerim which Avram and Sarah made. The pasuk is saying vesanefesh and the souls asher osu v'choron that they created in Choron. The Torah is considering that if a person makes a ger, it's as if he created that person. And since Avram was megayer es ha'anoshim, and Sarah was megayeres es hanoshim, the pasuk is saying that these were the souls that they made in Choron. The question arises, whatever happened to these gerim? We don't find mention of these gerim anywhere else in the Torah. In Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it says, shechozar lesurom. We don't find mention of them because they went back to their old ways. They did not stay Yidden for too long. After Avram died, they went back to their old ways. And so says Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Toldos, Perik Chavov, Pasuk Tesvav. And in Sefer Pardes Yosef, he elaborates more on why they went back to their old ways. And he says that after Avram died, they did not have the same respect for Yitzchak as they did for Avram. And therefore, once Avram was not around anymore, they went back to their old ways. Chazar l'surim. Vayetu l'oleches arza Canaan. And they went, going to the land of Canaan, vayavoyu arza Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan. Vayavra Avram ba'oretz. And Avram entered the land, ad mekoyim Shechem, to the site of Shechem. Why did Avram go to Shechem? Rashi explains it was to daven for the children of Yaakov, Shimon and Levi, that many years later will have a war against the people of Shechem in order to save Dinah. Ad Eloin Moireh. He went until Eloin Moireh. Rashi says Eloin Moireh is also referring to Shechem. But in Shechem, there were two mountains called Har Gerizim and Har Evel, which in the future the Yidden will accept the Shvua, the oath of the Torah on these mountains. And that's why the Pasuk calls Har Gerizim and Har Evel with a Lashon of Eloin Moireh. Eloin mi Lashon Allah, an oath. Moireh mi Lashon of Torah. Because over there, they were Makabel, the Shvua of the Torah. Vaknani oz ba'oret, and the Knani were in the land at that time. Rashi says that when Noach divided the world after the Mabel between his three sons, Eretz Yisrael fell in the Chelek, in the portion of Shem. So Shem really owned Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk is saying now that the Knani were taking it away from Shem. And therefore, the Pasuk continues, Vayera Hashem el Avram. Hashem appeared to Avram, Vayomer, and he said, Lizar'acho etein es ha'oretz hazois. This land that is being taken away from the children of Shem will be returned to Shem, will be returned to your children who come from Shem in the future. Vayiven Shom Mizbeach, and he built over there a Mizbeach, Lashem Hanira Elov, to Hashem who appeared to him. The reason why Avram built a Mizbeach at this point was because of the good news that he received in Shechem. First of all, he received news that he will have children, Besuras Hazera, because the Pasuk says, Lizaracha, to your children. And second of all, he received a Besura that he will get Eretz Yisrael, Lizaracha Etein Es Ha'oretz Hazois. And one can ask on this Rashi, that L'chaira Bishlama, the piece of information that he got now, Al Besuras Eretz Yisrael, that he will get Eretz Yisrael, that was never told to him before. So it makes sense that for that bit of information, that good news, he would build a Mizbeach. But Al Besuras Hazera, by the fact that Hashem told him he will have children, he could have built a Mizbeach in Choron. The Pasuk says, before he left, in the beginning of the Parsha, it says, Ve'escha l'goy gadol, I will make you to a great nation. Hashem told him that if he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he will become a great nation. He promised him he will have children. So why specifically by this Besura of Zera, this information that he will have children, did he build a Mizbeach? And the Guru Aryeh, the Maharal, answers that the Besura of Zera that was told to him in Choron was conditional. It was al-tnai. Only if he goes to Eretz Yisrael will he have children. But now he was already in Eretz Yisrael. So now there was no tnai, there was no condition tying him to this condition, that only if he does this condition, he will get the children. Now he was in Eretz Yisrael, it was unconditional. That is why he specifically built him his Mizbeach at this point, because the Besuras Hazera was Beli Tnai, without a Tnai. And the Pasuk continues, Vayatek Misham Hahara, and Avram moved his tent from there, from Shechem, to the mountain. Mikedem Leveisel, this mountain was east of Beisel. Vayet Ahaloi, and he pitched his tent. And Rashi explains that since the Ksiv is Ahaloh, with a hay at the end, we dash in Ahaloh. He pitched her tent first. First he put up Sarah's tent, then his own. Beisel Miyam. Beisel was to his west. Since the Pasuk says that he was east of Beisel, that means that Beisel was to his west. V'ho'ai mikedem. And I was to his east. Vayiven shom mizbeach l'Hashem. And he built a mizbeach over there to Hashem. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. And he called in the name of Hashem. Why did he build a mizbeach at that point and in that spot to Hashem? And Rashi explains, because Avram saw through Nevuah that in the future his children, the Yidden, will do an Avera in this spot. Achon will be Moel and will take from the booty of the city of Ai, even though he was not supposed to. And that was the Avera that Avram saw, and therefore he built a Mizbeach and davened there. Where do we see that he davened? Vayikra b'shem Hashem, Targum says, means Vitzali b'shmo d'Hashem, and he davened to in the name of Hashem. We also find that in Sefer Tzror Hamor, he says that from here we see that Avram davened the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem Kel Racham V'Chanun, which is mentioned in Parshas Kisisa. Because if you look in Parshas Kisisa, the pasuk says that Moshe said, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, he called in the name of Hashem, and afterwards it is followed by the Yud Gimel Midos. So since over here it says Vayikra b'shem Hashem, we can learn out that Avram also said the Yud Gimel Midos. And the Radak goes even further to say that this tefillah that Avram said saved many people in the time of Achon, because only 36 people died from that Avera, although many more should have died. And that was only because of the tefillah of Avram at this point. Vayisa Avram, and Avram traveled, Holoich v'nosoya hanegbo, going and traveling to the south of Eretz Yisrael in the direction of Yerushalayim. Vayihi rov ba'oretz, and there was a hunger in the land. And Rashi is medayik, ba'oretz, in the land, only in this land was there a hunger. Only in Eretz Yisrael. And that was to test Avram to see if he would question the words of Hashem. The words of Hashem who told him, go to Eretz Yisrael, and now he is forcing him to leave. Vayered Avram Mitzrayim alo gorsham, and Avram went down to Mitzrayim to live there, ki chaved harov ba'oretz, because the hunger was very strong in Eretz Yisrael. There is a machlokes rishonim. If Avram did the right thing, did he do the correct thing by leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Mitzrayim? The Mishnah in Avos Perek Hey, Pasuk Gimel says, Asora nisyonos nisnasa Avram. Avram was tested with 10 tests. And the Rambam counts the 10 tests, and one of the 10 is this pasuk, that Avram was tested, that Hashem told him to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then he caused a hunger to be in the land and forced him to leave. And the Mishnah says, V'omad b'kulam, Avram withstood and passed all the tests. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, that Avram did the right thing. Because if the Rambam counts this pasuk as one of the tests and says that he passed the tests, so it must be that Avram was supposed to go down to Mitzrayim. And so is Mashma in Rashi, who also says that Avram did not question the words of Hashem, who told him to go to Canaan, and now he is persuading him to leave. So we see, even according to Rashi, the pshat is that he seemed to do the right thing by leaving Canaan and going to Mitzrayim. But the Ramban argues, and he says, Choto Avram chato gedoilo. Avram sinned a tremendous sin by going down to Mitzrayim. He should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael and withstood the hunger and gone through the nisyonos of being in a land of hunger because Hashem told him to be there. And because Avram left Eretz Yisrael and went down to Mitzrayim, his children will be punished many years later to go down to Mitzrayim again and be servants to Paray Melech Mitzrayim. And the pasuk continues, Vayehi kasher hikriv lavay Mitzrayim. And it was when Avram came close to Mitzrayim, Vayomer el Sarai ishtoi, and he said to Sarai his wife, Hinei no yodati, behold I now know, ki isha yifas mara'ot, that you are a very beautiful woman. According to Rashi's first pshat, Avram did not know that Sarai his wife was beautiful until a certain incident occurred in which he saw her reflection in the water. And only then did he know that she was beautiful. Hine no yodati. He did not know until now, but now I know, ki isha yifas mara'ot. That is the first pshat of Rashi. Rashi says another pshat, that Avram did know that she was beautiful, but he did not know that she had enduring beauty. Because usually when somebody travels, their beauty becomes less and less because of the tircha of the way, because of the strain of traveling. Pasuk is saying, Avram said, I know you are beautiful, but I did not know that you were so beautiful that even through traveling, you will still remain in the same state of beauty that you had until now. The third pshat of Rashi is, Hine no yodati. Rashi is bothered by a contradiction. Yodati seems to be mashma yodati. I always knew that you were beautiful. Hine no is mashma right now. And therefore Rashi explains, Yodati, I always knew that you were beautiful. But hine no, now it is time to worry about your beauty, because we are coming amongst ugly people, the Mitzriim, who are not accustomed to Isha Yafa, to a beautiful woman. And therefore, he was worried that he might be killed because he was married to her. And that's why the pasuk says, and it will be, if the Mitzriim see you, and they will say, she is his wife, they will kill me and let you live. Therefore, do me a favor, please say that you are my sister, in order that they will do good to me because of you. As Rashi explains, they will give me presents. And my soul will live because of you. They will let me live. And the obvious question in this pasuk is, Avram was in a state of sakonos nefashis. He was afraid that Paro would kill him. So why is he mentioning that yitav li bavurech, they will give me presents? Did he really need presents at this point? And second of all, we see further on in the parsha, by Melech Stoim, that Avram did not want to take a penny from Melech Stoim. So why over here was he willing to take money from Paro? And the Mefarshim explain, in Sefer Maskil David, he answers that the Haftacha, the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avram that he will become wealthy, was only if he goes to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, he will be wealthy. But he did not give him this promise in Chutz Loretz. And therefore, when Avram was in Eretz Yisrael, he was in Sedoim. Over there, by Melech Sedoim, he did not want to take any money from him, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he will be wealthy. I don't have to take from Melech Sedoim if I have the Haftacha, the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But over here, Avram was in Chutz Loretz. He was in Mitzrayim. He did not have the Haftacha of Hashem over here. That's why in Mitzrayim, he took the money from Paro. In Sefer Be'er Basodeh, another teretz is brought down, that we know a klal, Maisa Avos Siman Labonim. What the Avos did will be a simon, and will tell us what will happen later on in future generations to their children. Therefore, Avram specifically wanted to take money from Paro, because he wanted the Yidden in future generations to take money from Paro and from Mitzrayim, and to clean out all the wealth from Mitzrayim by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like the pasuk says, Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim, they emptied out Mitzrayim and they made it like a sea without any fish. That's why Avram went now and took from Paro, because Maisa Ova is Simen Labonim. The effect of Avram taking from Paro will have effect many years later when Klal Yisrael will leave Mitzrayim. Sifsei Chachamim asks, that what did Avram gain by saying, she is my sister? If Paro thinks that she is Avram's sister, he will marry her. But the truth is, she was an Eishes Ish. So how is Avram able to say that she is my sister? And he answers that although he said she is my sister, that does not mean that she was a Pnuya, that she is not married to somebody else. Avram said, she is my sister who is married to somebody else. It's just that her husband is not here right now. This way, Paro will not take her as a wife, knowing that she has a husband. And one also has to notice the diuk in this pasuk, that the pasuk says ba'avurech and biglolech. Why does the pasuk change the lashon? L'man yitav li ba'avurech v'choysa nafshe biglolech. It should have either said ba'avurech twice or biglolech twice. Va'ayin mefarshim. Now let us go back on the Rashi's inside. Lech lecha, zog Rashi, go for yourself, l'hanoscha u'l'tayvoscha, for your benefit and for your good. V'sham eschel l'goy gadol, over there I will make you to a great nation, you will have children. V'kan, over here in Haran, i'ata zoych l'bonim, you will not have children. V'oid, and furthermore, over here you won't have a shame. But shoydiya tevacha v'oilam, in Eretz Yisrael I will make known your nature to the world, people will know all about you, you will have a shame. So Rashi, in this Rashi is going that all these brachos will only take place in Eretz Yisrael, but in Haran you will not have any of these brachos. So Rashi ve'eschel gadol l'fisha derech garemes l'shloisha dvarim, since traveling causes three negative things to happen, mima etes periyav rivya, it diminishes reproduction, umima etes es amomen, it diminishes one from making money, umima etes es hashem, it diminishes somebody from having a good name. That's why the pasuk is giving Avram these three blessings. Sheftichoi alabonim v'alamomim v'alashem. Since he was traveling, he promised him that he will still have children, still have money, and still have a name. From this Rashi is mashma clearly that in Haran he might have all these brachos. Avram was just worried that if he were to travel, he would lose it. Therefore Hashem said, don't worry, through traveling you will still have all these three things. So the two Rashis seem to be a stira. In the first Rashi it's mashma that in Haran he will not have these brachos, and in the second Rashi it's mashma that in Haran he will have these brachos. And the Mizrahi says that's why Rashi says further on the words Bracious Rabbah. These words, this second pshat of Rashi, are the words of Bracious Rabbah, which argue on the first pshat of Rashi. Zot Rashi Weiter, Svira Acher, another girsa. V'zeu v'agad lo shmecho. This is what it means, v'agad lo shmecho. Hareini moisif ois al shmecho. I will add a name, a letter to your name. She'ad achshav shimcho Avram. Up till now, your name was Avram. Mikan ve'elech Avraham. From now and on, your name will be Avraham. V'Avraham oile ramach keneged evorov shel Adam. The gematria of Avraham is 248, which corresponds to the limbs of a person. V'avarecha b'mamon, I will bless you with money. Ve'ye bracha. What does that mean? Ha'bracha is nesunois biyadecha. The blessings will be given into your hand. Ad achshav hoye biyadi. Up till now, the brachas were in my hand. Berachti la'adam v'noyach. I benched Adam and Noach with the bracha of Pru Urevu. Umeachshav ata devorech es asher tachpots. But from now on, you will be able to bless and bench anybody you will like. Dava acher. A third pshat in the pasuk is ve'eschel gadol. Zehu she'omrim elekei Avram. This is what we say in Shemoneh Esrei elekei Avram, because the name elekei is only used on a rabbin when many people are involved. Like the pasuk says, Elekei Yisrael, Elekei Ha'ivrim, but we don't find a lashon of Elekei on a single person. Therefore, the pasuk is saying that I will make Avram to a great nation, as if he is many, and I will say Elekei on one person, Elekei Avram, va'avarecha, and I will bench him even more, zehu she'armim Elekei Yitzchak. Even his son will have the name Elekei, Elekei Yitzchak, va'agad lo shemecha, and I will make his name great by benching him even more, zehu she'armim Elekei Yaakov. Yachal yuchais min mekulam, I would think that the bracha will end off by all of them by saying Baruch Ato Hashem Mogen Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Tam Loimar. Therefore the pasuk says Ve'ye Bracha Bechoch Chosmin V'loy Behem. The bracha will only end off with the bracha of Avram Mogen Avram and not Yitzchak and Yaakov. Me Artzecha. What does it mean, leave your land? V'alekvar Yotzu Misham. He already left his land of Ur Kasdim, Im Aviv with his father, Uba ad l'Charan, and he already came till Charan. Elakach omaloi. This is what Hashem told Avram. Hisrachi oid misham v'tzei mibeis avicha. Further yourself even more from Ur Kasdim, and leave your father's house, Charan. Elaoretz asher ha'eka, to the place that I will show you. Now the words of this Rashi cannot be read like Pashup Shat, as the Mizrahi explains. And this is the way he reads the Pasuk. Legola leha'oretz miyad. He did not tell him the land right away. What this means is that the Pasuk does not say lech lecha el ha'oretz asher areka, but rather first says me'artzecha umimayladetcha umibeis avicha. Legola leha'oretz miyad. It does not say the oretz right away el ha'oretz asher areka, but rather first says these three adjectives artzecha, mayladetcha, umibeis avicha. Why? In order to make the land that he was leaving precious in his eyes. It is your land, your birthplace, your father's house. This way he will give him schar for every word that was mechabev, the land that he's leaving. We find a similar thing. When Hashem told Avram to kill Yitzchak, he was mechavev and made Yitzchak beloved to Avram by saying, Es bincha, your son, Es yechidcha, your only one, Asher ahavta, the one that you love, Es Yitzchak. This way, when he kills Yitzchak, he will get schar for every dibur that he killed, bincha, yechidcha, and ahavta. Kayotzeboy, similarly we find, Al achar ahorma asher oimer alecha, Kayotzeboy, in Yoina we find, V'kara oleho es akriya asher ani doiver elecho. Here also the Mizrahi explains that Rashi is going on a different point. Here Rashi is going on the words Asher Areka. Rashi is bothered. Where else do we find that Hashem does not say what he wants to say right away? Just like over here, by Asher Areka. He does not show him the land right away in order to give him schar. We find in other places, Al Achar Ahorim Asher Omer Alecha. He did not tell him where the Akedah was right away. He only said one of the mountains in order to give him schar. And also by Yonah, V'kara Oleh HaKriya Asher Ani Dover Alecha. He called to him, the Kriya that I will say to you. Over there also, he does not mention what he will say. He just says, Esakriya Asher Ani Dover Alecha, in order to give him schar. And we see clearly in Parashas Vayera that these are two separate points that Rashi is bringing out. Because if you look at the Pasuk, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Beis, and Parashas Vayera, on the Pasuk, Es Bincha Es Yechidcha Asher Ahavta Es Yitzchak, over there Rashi says, Ukdei Lechaviv Olav Es HaMitzvah, in order to be Mechaviv the Mitzvah, V'litin Lo Yischar Al Kol Dibor V'Dibor, to give him schar on every Dibor, by the fact that he said, Bincha Yechidcha and Asher Ahavta. But if you look further in the Pasuk, on the Pasuk, Al Achar Hehorim Asher Oymer Elecho, where Hashem did not say which mountain it was right away, Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashe LeTzadikim, he causes the Tzadikim to wait and to be in suspense, V'achar Kach Megal Elohem, and only afterwards does he reveal to them the end of the Dibor, or where they're going. V'chozek De Laharbu Scharon, this is only to give them more schar. And he brings two rayas, Ha'oretz Asher Areka, our Pasuk, and the Pasuk in Yoina. So we see clearly it's two separate points. One point is to be Mechaviv, the place that he's leaving, Artzecha, Meladcha, Besavicha, which is similar to Bincha, Yechidcha, Asher Ahavta, where he is Mechaviv, the person that he is killing. And the second point is when he doesn't say where he's going, El Ha'oretz Asher Areka, Al Achar Ha'orim Asher Oymer Alecho, or he does not say what the Kriya is, V'kara Oleho Es HaKriya Asher Ani Dover Alecho, in order to keep him in suspense and to give him schar. And Rashi continues, V'nivruchu V'cha, Yesh Agodes Rabbis, V'zehu Pshutai. There are many Agodes, but the Pashup Pshat is, Odom Oymer Levnoi, a person says to his son, Tehek Avram, you should be like Avram. V'chein Kol V'nivruchu V'cha Shebemikra. And so is every time the Pasuk says that they will bless in you. In the Pasuk, it means that a person will bench his son saying that you should be like this person. V'zeh Maichiach. And the Pasuk in Parashas Vayechi is a proof. Like the Pasuk says, B'chol Yevorech Yisrael, in you the Yidden will bench. Leimar saying, Yisimcha Elikim Kefraim V'chamenashe. Hashem should make you like Ephraim and Menashe. A person is benching his son to become like Ephraim and Menashe. Here also, a person is benching his son to become like Avram. And Avram took Loit and Sarai and all the Nefesh Asher Osu B'choron. So Rashi, Shechnison Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, that he brought them under the wings of the Shechina. Avraham Megayeres HaAnoshim, V'Sara Megayeres HaAnoshim. Avram converted the men, Sarah converted the women. Umala Aleha Makos of Keila Asom. Lekach Ksiv Asherosu. Hashem considered it as if he created these people. That's why the Pasuk says, Hanefesh Asher Osu, that they made in Choron. Upshuta Shal Mikra, the simple meaning of the Pasuk is, Avodim Ushefachoy Shekanu Lehem. It means the servants that they acquired. Kamoi, where do we find Osu means acquire? Osu es kol hakovod hazeh, he acquired all this honor. And also it says, V'Yisrael Oisei Choyel. And the Yidden acquired success. Lashon koine v'koines, a lashon of acquiring and gathering. Vayavar Avram ba'oretz nichnas letoicha, he entered Eretz Yisrael at Mekoyim Shechem, he went to Shechem, lispalel abnei Yaakov, to pray for the children of Yaakov. Kishyavoyu lehilachim b'Shechem, when they will come in the future to fight and to wage war against Shechem. Elon Moirehu Shechem, it's the same place. Heroru hagrizim har'evel, Hashem showed him Mount Gerizim and Mount Evel, Shesham Kiblu Shvuas HaTorah, over there they accepted the Shvua of the Torah, and that's why it's called Eloin Moreh Lashon Allah, the Allah of the Torah. Maknani Oz Ba'oretz, Hayaholech V'Koyvesh Eretz Yisrael Mizari Shal Shem. The Knani were taking away the land from the children of Shem. Shebechelko Shal Shem Nafla, because in the Chelek, in the portion of Shem, did the land of Eretz Yisrael fall? Kishechilek Noach Esa'oriz Levonov, when Noach divided the land to his three children. Shenemar Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem. The pasuk says that Malki Tzedek was the king of Sholem. Malki Tzedek was Shem, and Sholem means Yerushalayim. So therefore, Shem was the king of Yerushalayim. So we can see from here that it was in the chelik of Shem that Eretz Yisrael fell. Lefikach, therefore, Vayomer Avram, Hashem told Avram, Lezaracho etein es ha'oretz hazois, to your children I will give this land. Osir ani lachziru levonecho, in the future I will return this land to your children, Sheheim mizaru shel Shem, who are from the children of Shem. The land is being taken away now, but it will be returned to your children. Vayivin shom mizbeach, and Avram built a mizbeach, al besuras hazera v'al besuras Eretz Yisrael, for the good news that he will have children, and the good news that Eretz Yisrael will be given back to him. Vayatek mishom aholoi, and he moved from there his tent, mikedem lebeisel, east of Beisel, b'mizrach shel Beisel, east of Beisel. Nimseis Beisel b'maravayu, it comes out that Beisel is to the west of where he was. Shenemar Beisel miyom, like the pasuk says further, Beisel was to his west. Aholoi, aholoksiv, the pasuk writes it with a hay. B'tchila notal es oil ishtoi v'achakach es shaloi. First he pitched the tent of his wife, and then his own tent. Vayivin shom mizbeach, niznave shasidim bonov lichkoshel shom alovoin ochon. He prophesies that his children will do an avera in this spot, with avera of ochon who took from the booty of Ai. Nisbal shom alehem, and he davened over there for them. Holech b'nosoya, he traveled toward the south of Eretz Yisrael, lefrokim, in intervals. Yoshev kan chodesh o yosef, he lived there for a month or so. V'noseya misham, and he traveled from that spot. V'noita oholoi b'makom acher, and then he pitched his tent in another spot. V'chol masov hanegbo, and all his traveling was toward the south of Eretz Yisrael. L'leches l'droima shal Eretz Yisrael, to go to the south of Eretz Yisrael. V'hu l'tzad Yerushalayim, and that is towards Yerushalayim. Shehi b'chelko shal Yehuda, which is in the portion of Yehuda. Shenot le b'droima shal Eretz Yisrael, who took the chelik in the south part of Eretz Yisrael. Har HaMaria Shehu Nachalosai, which is Har HaMaria, the Mokoyim HaMikdash, which is the Nachala, the inheritance of Yehuda. So, Avram was traveling toward the south of Eretz Yisrael until there was a hunger in the land. Vayihiro Ba'oretz, Ba'oise Oretz Levado, only in Eretz Yisrael was there a hunger. L'nasoisoi, to test Avram, im yahar achar devoro shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he will question the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'omar lo leleches el Eretz Kanan, Hashem told him to go to Eretz Yisrael. Va'achshav masiyoi lo tseis mimeno, but now he is persuading him to leave there. And Avram said, when he came close to Mitzrayim, Hine no yodati, now I know ki isha yifas mara'ot, that you are beautiful. Medrash HaGadol says, Ad achshav lo hikerbo, mitoich sneer shebishneim. Up to this point, he did not know that sorrow is beautiful because of the modesty between them. Va'achshav, but now, hikerbo, he recognized that she was beautiful. Ayidei maisa, through an incident that occurred where he saw her reflection in the water. Davar acher, mina ko'olam. The minhag of the world is shal yedei torah chaderach, through the strain of traveling. Adam misbazeh, a person becomes unsightly. Vizois amda biyafya, but she remained in her beauty. So the pasuk is saying, hine no yadati, now I know that you have enduring beauty. Upshute shal mikra, but the simple meaning of the pasuk is hine no, now it became the time. Higia hasho sheyesh lidog al yafyech, it is the time now to worry about your beauty. Yodati ze yomim rabim ki yifas mara'ot, I always knew that you were beautiful, but ve'achshav onu boim ben anoshim shchorim u'mechu'orim, now we are coming amongst dark and ugly people. Acheim shel ha'kushim, the brothers of the Kushim, since Mitzrayim was a brother of Kush. V'lo hurgalu b'isha yafa, they are not accustomed to a beautiful woman. Therefore we must worry that they might try to kill me because I am your husband. And we find a similar pasuk to this pasuk, where the pasuk says, "Hine no Adonai suruna." What is the connection between the two pasukim? Mizrahi explains that just like over here, "Hine no Yodati," there is a pause between "Hine no" and "Yodati," as we explained. "Yodati," I knew already for a long time, that "Ki isha yifas mara'ot," that you are beautiful. But hinei no, now is the time to be worried about your beauty, since we are coming amongst people who are not accustomed to isha yifas maret. So too, we also find a pause between hinei no and adonai in the pasuk in Bereishis Yotes. Hinei no, behold now, since you pass by my house, Adonai, you are my masters, and therefore I want you to be my guests. Suruna, and come the crooked way into my house. So just like over here, there is a pause between Hinei No and Yodati, so too over there, there is a pause between Hinei No and Adonai. So Rashi, Laman Yitav Li Baruch, Yitnu Li Matanois, they will give me presents.